In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Groovy, baby!
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 60s.
My first song is by the Yardbirds and released in 1967. It was included on the album Little Games, which was the last Yardbirds album before their 1968 breakup. At that time, Jimmy Page, who had taken over for Jeff Beck, went on to form Led Zeppelin. Enjoy Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor, Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, Doctor, Baker, Fine Shoemaker, Wise man, Madman, Tax man, Priest. How can I know just what to be? Please stop and give advice to me. Tell me, tell me, how many people do I help just by sitting on a shelf? Tell me, tell me, I don't want to trade at all. There's one who's living off the road. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, baker, fine shoemaker. Success or possibly a dreadful mess. Maybe, maybe, having prizes, fortune, fame, living's just a little game. Trade a tall as small to living on the road. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, baker, fine shoemaker, wise man, madman, tax man, tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor,
tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor. Don't make fun of my songs ever.
Catchy tune, isn't it?
Oh, real. Real easy to sing.
Catchy.
This song that I'm going to play next is by the Four Seasons. It was their single that was released in 1965 and reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Wow.
This was the group's highest placement since Ragdoll hit the spot in July of 1964. Listen to Let's Hang On.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Hang on, hang on, hang on
to what we got.
Ooh. portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Millie, Millie, give me your answer, pray. Why are thousands switching to Preem today?
This new way to cream your coffee can save one-third the money. No waste, no fuss, always fresh Preem is better in every way.
Yes, Preem is the wonderful new way to cream coffee. One can actually goes as far as 2 half pints. Just sprinkle Preem on hot coffee and it dissolves instantly. Preem is a pure 100% dairy product made with milk solids and pure cream. That's Preem. Pasteurized, homogenized, nothing added. You'll love the rich, creamy flavor. There's no cream pitcher ring, no spoilage, no waste. Preem needs no refrigeration. Preem keeps for weeks without refrigeration and keeps indefinitely unopened. So stock up on Preem at your food store.
Mighty good.
Wait a minute. So if you don't open the can, it stays good forever?
Yeah, but if you open it...
But it's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My next offering is a song by the American psychedelic rock band Jefferson Airplane. It was written by their guitarist, Paul Kantner, and the song was the first track of their third album. The title of the song refers to Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, really? Then I'm going to like this song?
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Mm-hmm.
Crank it up and enjoy You, Me, and Pooh Neal.
Only thing that refers to poo is the song. Poo. That was awful.
Oh, that was great.
Okay, everybody will enjoy the song now, because that one was awful. This song that I'm going to play reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1961.
Big deal.
Where did your song hit?
I do not recall.
Uh-huh. It hit their R&B chart as well.
Big deal.
Enjoy, please, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Can you guess who sang that song?
No.
Anybody out there? If you guess the Marvelettes, you're correct.
Yay.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
The Crying Shames are an American garage rock band from Hinsdale, Illinois.
Really?
Yep. The band's most successful song was their cover of The Searchers' Sugar and Spice. Love that song.
Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice? Yep. I love that song.
This song, however, was a cover of George Harrison's song and was on their first album. Enjoy, If I Needed Someone.
Someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone.
song was performed by Sonny and Cher and written by Sonny Bono. It was the first single taken from their debut studio album, Look at Us. In August of 1965, their single spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, where it sold more than 1 million copies and was certified gold. Listen to I Got You, Babe.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's all-new solar-powered, inflatable, low-maintenance, reversible, waterproof, drip-dry, self-winding Whatsis. The incredibly versatile all-in-one device that's just perfect for something or another, and as soon as we discover what, we'll be sure to let you know.
I gotta get one of them. Boy, oh boy. This next song was written by Steve Winwood and was first released by Blind Faith in 1969. Band members were Steve Winwood, Eric Clapton, Rick Gretsch, and Ginger Baker. Here is Can't Find My Way Home.
Somebody must change. You
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.